Hello, everybody. Welcome back for another Applebiz Unleashed for January 2019. I am Thomas Domville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. I am here with the crew of Mike Malarcy and Randy Rusnak. Welcome back, guys, for a new year, 2019, to both of you.
Yeah, we didn't get shut down. It's good to be here.
Yeah, you know, I'm still trying to remember to put the 9 in there.
Right?
My dates.
Yeah, now stuff. If you just would send somebody the correct links, then we'd be all set.
There we go. So, you know, folks, that, you know, I had the, a couple months ago, I forgot to send them topics, and then I forgot to send Randy the links to where we're going to show up for this podcast. So Randy never showed up for some reason, and then here he is.
I'm sort of not all there. Of course, we all knew that. Hello, everyone.
Good to have you guys back. You guys have a good holidays.
Yes, we did. I hope everybody out there in download land has had a good holiday. Oh, it's bitter cold here, guys. Bitter, bitter cold.
One of the coldest we've had in many eons, definitely for us. I hear you in the northern hemisphere, it's brutally cold, and I hear in the southern hemisphere, it is brutally hot.
Really?
Oh, yeah, Australia, I hear it got up to about 130, I think.
Ugh, man.
Stay inside, folks.
Yeah, David Woodbridge has been saying how freaking hot it is down there, so.
Well, I don't care about him. I don't care. Hear that, David?
Oh, man. Well, there's been some mile markers this month, guys.
Yes, there have.
Oh, my gosh, I couldn't believe this. It's been 35 years since they introduced the Macintosh for the very first time with Steve Jobs pulling it out of a bag, this small size. I remember those things. They were like rectangular shape, and the monitor was small as it can be. I wish I can remember how big it was. Maybe it was like 5 inches, 6 inches. I don't know for a fact, but I remember the screen was really small on those things.
I think I saw one in a movie once. That was before my time. I don't have any idea.
Wow. Yeah, that shows some ages here. Yeah, Oh man. Do you remember that, Randy?
Yeah, I do. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was kind of big shock of the time. You know, obviously Steve Jobs has always done that to the Apple community, which was great. And the other bit of news that Tim Cook has shared to us that they, sometime in the past month or so, they sold their 2 billionth iOS devices.
Man.
And I was thinking to myself, all right, so he said 2 billion iOS devices. So that means the phone, iPod Touch, and iPads, they all have iOS. So it wouldn't be the watch, wouldn't be anything else. So that's a lot of numbers if you think that up.
That's a big number.
Unbelievable. I can't even pronounce unbelievable. It's so unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. And I think I mentioned a couple months back that I think there were 600, 800 million active devices. So I was thinking to myself, well, I wonder how many of those are still active. So that kind of gives you an idea.
Yeah.
So there's still quite a bit of chunk there. Oh, yeah. There's been a iOS 12.1.3 that dropped. Let me ask you guys something about this one. Mm-hmm. Have you guys had any issue with 12.1.3 yourself?
Uh-uh.
How about you?
I don't think so. Well, I every once in a while will have, because I use Flip Tape. Every once in a while I'll have some issues with that. I don't think it's an iOS thing, though.
I do have an issue, come to think about it. I'm having a little trouble with Siri. Other than that, everything's working good.
No, let me ask you guys, so what carriers do you both have? Because this particular issue that I found, and I even had, we had this experience problem in our family, and I read a couple of articles that AT&T and Sprint users are having spotty cell services. But do you, either of you use those two?
No, I have T-Mobile.
Okay.
And I have no issues whatsoever.
My son did. I mean, as soon as he updated, bam, no LTE.
Wow.
No cell.
I left my house this morning and got my phone out. I think it was playing music, and it was like, I got that alert saying that my cellular was shut off. And I remember thinking, well, that's weird, and I like said okay, and it worked fine after that. But I've never gotten a pop-up before. But I've got Verizon, so
it was intermittent.
I pay like a third of my income for that stupid.
No kidding. Yeah. Verizon's is proud of their prices for sure.
Yeah,
that's who you're with is Verizon, Mike?
Yeah, I hate it. My wife wants Switch, though.
Hmm.
I don't know why.
Supposed to have the best coverage, that is for sure.
Let me ask a question. I'm going to be real quiet here. Who rules your family?
Oh, it's not me.
Uh-huh. Okay. Ooh, we ruffled a whole bunch of feathers there.
That
guys,
one.
Yeah,
look
that?
What you did, man. You know, everybody just stopped their podcast right at this moment.
Oh, yeah. Well, keep it going because I've got more to say.
You single guys out there, you'll learn this. You married ones probably know. There are some battles that aren't worth fighting.
Yes.
Sometimes you got to pick and choose.
Well,
some fights are worth paying extra money every month to avoid.
There are, let's not go there, okay? Let's not go there. But I agree with you.
Yeah.
In fact, give more money. Here, do more things. Yeah, okay. Yep. Well, we lost a few more.
So if you are having some issues, like it isn't like constant, it's intermittent, and it's like everybody else in the family has, 4G LTE going on, but one person just all of a sudden gets 4G extended, that 2G speed or no cell reception. And it's just weird. It's like it goes in random.
Is it a known issue?
It is a known issue, and I was hoping they get that fixed soon. And I would expect we will see some sort of fix either by the carrier or if you know how you get these carriers updates get this push. This doesn't happen very often, but it does happen instead of a iOS. But I haven't heard anything, but we did get an iOS 12.2 beta for those who aren't beta. This is kind of going to be probably one of the all this, what I have to say is all speculation. Anything can change, but
this whole podcast is that way.
That's true. I imagine this is probably, there might be a 12.3, but we'll see. But 12.2 got some interesting stuff in this, guys. I was kind of excited that in this beta, the Apple News has opened up for the Canadian folks up north of us. So the great night. North, I was surprised it didn't have Apple News already, but it is now in the beta. So these are things you can look forward to when 12.2 comes out. So if you live in Canada, Apple News is coming towards you. There's been a big boost in the HomeKit app, which we will explain in a little bit from our CES conversation. And lastly, one of the thing that was notable was they actually put the Apple News magazine subscription. It's in there. You can't sign up for anything right now, but that's just kind of solidified that rumor we were talking about if the magazine services will be coming. Definitely. And that's probably why they pushed it to the Apple News of Canada. I think they're ready to push this out to everybody. It does have some few UI tweaks. As in a little button here, a little button there, but not a major, but things like that. But I don't know if you guys heard about this, and if you guys are familiar, are you aware that it's kind of interesting? I didn't realize there's these cult of people. They take these codes and they dissect it, and they see what's in the source code, just see what's in there that they're hiding. You guys hear about these things?
Over the years, I've often come across things that like, look, we found this K right here, and that K means this thing. I was like, man, that's some serious detective work these guys.
And they can't do anything. I mean, you can't do anything with it. You can't decompile, or they just look at it, right?
Yeah, you can't do anything with it, but they'll dissect it and they'll say, oh, there's some codes in here that belongs to such and such. So the three things, and these are the more subjective stuff. Some of the things you come out of this, I wasn't too much of a surprise, but it was kind of surprising they made it mainstream, is that there are definitely codes in there for the new iPad mini coming up and the, of course, a refresh of the cheaper iPad. Plus, they have a mention in there for iPod Touch, the seventh generation. I was like, whoa, it's been a long time since we had a touch update. And then lastly, the big news was there was definitely some source code in for AirPods.
I want those.
2.0. I saw, you know, they don't say what's going to be in them, but you know that the timing is perfect because I believe it was what? Was it February or March of last year when they went up to Chicago and they had that learning thing when they introduced cheaper version of the iPad and then all the courses for the kids? I bet you this 12.2 is going to coincide when that beta comes out. It's going to coincide with all these releases. That's what I'm thinking. I think we'll see an iPad mini. We'll get the new refresh iPad. I think we'll see the iPod Touch 7th generation and the new AirPod to come out all the same time when 12.2 comes out to the public. That's just a guesstimate. And that'd be pretty much be right on pace what everybody else has been talking. So I am excited to hear about the AirPod 2, mostly.
I'm curious about it. And I did read it's supposed to have the Hey Siri integration. So if they could only get
good.
Siri.
Good.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm.
I'm excited.
I'd really miss it if it weren't there.
True.
Yeah. So now, I mean, now, well, when they come out, I can walk away from my phone and then get frustrated that she doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to hold it. I can be frustrated everywhere I go.
Well, I did get my son an AirPod for Christmas. He absolutely loves it.
Really?
Absolutely loves it. Hey, I was telling the story that Mike was telling us about. He had a friend in it. I mean, it was kind of funny, but not in a way, but she gets hit by a car and the thing's still stuck in her ear. That is so true. My son says that just sticks in there and like,
they're great.
I don't believe it. He was totally amazed how well it just fits and doesn't come out.
Yep. I fall asleep almost every night with one of them in and I wake up and it's still there.
No, that's amazing.
Wow. Yeah,
they're super comfortable.
Oh, man.
I bought a pair of Gems earbuds for Christmas, and they are like kind of like a knockoff, except they don't have whatever that technology that Apple has. It's Bluetooth, of course, but they fit really well in my ears, too.
That's the most important thing.
They've got like, I think, 7 or 8 different tips, so... which is really cool for me because my ears are the sides of my ears are misshapen. No, it's just that they're different than anybody else's ears. I think just because you know, everybody has different size ears, and some people like ear pods, and you know, some people just don't. And I found one that finally fit that works well.
And it's reasonably priced too, right?
They were like $40, I think, and they really sound good.
I've heard great reviews about them for $40-$50. You can have the same kind of, not the same experience, but the same quality almost.
Yeah, as I say, they're Bluetooth instead of that other proprietary. I can't remember the name of it, but I'd sure like to hear the Apple ones just to see what they're like, just to say, oh boy, am I missing something?
Probably not.
Probably don't.
To be totally honest with you, probably not.
Probably not. Yeah.
Why did I buy this crap? So we had normally I never ever talk about the CES because normally there's nothing ever in there for us to talk about because usually it's just everybody else, you know, like Sony and LG, Samsung and all the, you know, the Echo and Google Assistant, it's all that. But I'll be honest, I was completely caught off guard and completely stunned with, along with the rest of the world, on how big the CES for 2019 was this year for Apple, and they weren't even there. And to explain what CES for those, it's Consumer Electronics Show they have every year here in the States. That it's a huge electronics show of everything you could possibly think of is in there, and you can go see out all the new products that's coming out in the next year. And what made this so stunning and why I said it, they just literally had a HomeKit explosion at this show. Did you guys hear about the stuff that came out of that for the Apple Kit, the HomeKit?
I ended up reading about it like way after the fact, generally because for the most part, all I use is Apple stuff. And like you said, like, haven't really been hanging around there for a while. And most of the stuff anyway is like really strange things. It almost makes me think of like all of the people who are trying to invent like the next cool thing show up at CES with mm-hmm. their strange devices. Like, this will change your life. You can check your baby's heart rate from your coffee cup. Like, I don't care about that.
You know, this but is like, when the I think we talked about the toothbrush one. I think last year.
Yeah. There's really strange things.
Toilets. So
it's kind of exciting to see like things that I would get. Hey, I might actually be interested in this thing. This is fun.
But I think what so it's at last. I mean, my God, finally. Because you know, you guys got to agree with me. The HomeKit's just when it comes to what's available for it, it just sucks. I mean, there isn't much to it. That's all why we went to the Echo and the Google Assistant because mm-hmm. there's more available. But now it seems like they finally, I don't know what stirred them up, if Apple kind of put the stick in there or what, but now you
put the stick in there. That's really a nice way to put it.
let's rephrase it. They put the stick
Let's not. I like it.
I did too. I'm starting using
that. Don't start sugarcoating. They did. They put the stick way where it should be stuck.
Way in there.
Mm-hmm. And they got things moving for them. Mm-hmm. And so we're now starting to see. So to all those listeners, the end of this year, you will start to see a lot of products that we come to love now will be available for the HomeKit finally. I'm just like, oh my God. So we're talking like big guys like Sony, Samsung, LG, Vizio, GE. That's a big one mm-hmm. because GE has a lot of smart lights and I can't, it's just so many appliances. And then plus all the televisions now, will have AirPlay and iTunes video on it, built into it. I was like, and then I thought to myself, oh my God, there goes Apple TV. Can you imagine what happened to that? I don't know if that'll put a dent in Apple TV's business or not.
Oh, no, I doubt it, you know, and I'll tell you the reason why is because a lot of people,
okay, why don't you just tell us?
Okay.
Just get on the soapbox
this
here.
This is just my opinion. Is because even in my line of work, I will show people – oh, good heavens, there goes my clocks again. Even in my line of work, you know, I can just take one of these devices and plug it into any TV that happens to be sitting there area where I speak, like on a table or whatever, they just plug it into any TV. So it's good that all the stuff is built in, but what if people have these TVs that they really like and they just want to plug in a device? That's why I think that they won't get rid of that box.
Oh, I don't think they'll get rid of the box, but I'm thinking people will probably start thinking, well, why do I need an Apple TV if I just have one TV and I can just AirPlay it to the television?
Well, maybe. That might be. But a lot of people remember our They go, wow, what's AirPlay? I don't know what it is, and I don't know how to work it. And
well, that's true.
I just don't know. It's hard to say. It really is.
Well, the bottom line to think about this, all right, is that never in the years have we, Apple guys, have seen Apple go outside of their ecosystem.
Oh, yeah, like, I know.
So it's like, wow, now we got Apple Music on Android. We got Apple Music on the Echo. And now we got AirPlay and iTunes on television. It's like, oh my gosh, they're starting to loosen up. And it's mm-hmm. kind of like, this is exactly where you should be going.
Services instead of hardware. I think that's the future of it. They need to get their software in as many places as they possibly can because mm-hmm. the hardware is going to get you so far. If you can get mm-hmm. people on your music service or your whatever their video streaming thing is that they're working on, you get people hooked up into that thing, especially if they can use it wherever they go on whatever TV brand they buy. I mean, that's why Netflix is doing so good because you can get it everywhere. That's the
way. You nailed it on the head there, Mike. I mean, you just literally nailed it on the head. I mean, it is obvious. It is so clear because we're going to have the Apple fiscal first quarter report coming up on the 29th of January. The recording of this podcast was before that. We're not going to know the actual results, but But it's you have hit it on the head. It's not so much the hardware they're going to be really focusing on. It's going to be service, and you're going to hear services. And they're going to talk nothing but services. Yeah. And this.
Do you think we're going to see price competitions?
In like what way?
Well, I mean, do you think like with all these services and things, do you think that they're going to fight for a foothold?
They have to. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, for those that didn't hear, Tim Cook made a stunning bombshell again. I mean, he made a bombshell in Q4 report saying we're not going to report any of the number sales of units. Mm-hmm. Now,
yeah.
He came up and said, well, we're not going to make our estimate number. And for those who are saying, oh, that's okay. Well, if you're a stock owner and if you're in stock, that is the worst thing you could ever hear, especially from a company that has not reported a loss in eons, years, if not almost a decade. Mm-hmm. So he says it's going to be short by $7 billion. And I'm thinking, well, that's not a lot. But, man, did they get hammered. My gosh. I think they lost at one time $440 billion worth of stock valuation. Like it was like started at, I think the high point was $243 a share. And then it went all the way down to, it was $232 high, $142. The low point, and I think I just checked it today, is 157. I think that now that we know that the hardware is flat now, you were saying, Mike, about services, and then Randy's talking about competition, pricing. Yeah, now that they're going to be he said the projection is to hopefully have 60% of the revenue that they bring in each quarter is going to be from services. I was like, that's a lot of money to just go into services. That means they think they're going to go big on services. And that is exactly what you guys said. It's like this, what is it? The Apple News Magazine, the Apple Music, the Apple Video. And then today I was reading, I don't think it's going to help us at all, but did you guys hear that they're now in testing for Apple gaming services?
Big luck pause.
I'm considering how I feel about that.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
you know, that pause there told me enough right there.
It's like I'm not that excited about it, but.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the first impression I had. I said, well, that's not going to benefit us. But I'm thinking, God, wouldn't it be cool if somebody got with all the blind accessible games and made that, but I think most of us own them anyway. I think it's going to be very, very beneficial for higher up games that are.
Yeah, I think you're probably right, because when they do demonstrations of their games and stuff, when they're talking about iPads and things, I listen, but I really don't. I mean, I think, oh, wow. And they're talking about all these graphics and, you know, let's just face it. If you can't see them, they really don't show much interest and they lose me right away there. And it probably is going to be the same kind of thing. Not that they want to leave us out, but they
don't
really
intentionally do it, but it is going to leave us out.
Yeah.
It's just part of life. But there's also all the like hardcore gamers aren't going to care at all about it either. Mm-mm. Because
really?
No,
I think those are vision would get excited about this.
I think that, I think like your average person, maybe the person who maybe not even average, because most people that I know aren't going to play or pay money to play video games anyway. Mm-hmm. Those that do already have their brand,
their system, their
PC on Steam, or they're at Xbox because of Fortnite or whatever the case may be. Like I used to be way into that world.
Yeah.
Xbox, like I wanted to play Halo. And if you approached me with like, hey, you could pay some money to this phone here and play whatever mobile game on this phone. Like, no, all my friends are here. I'm already in this environment.
Like, what do you think about young kids, though? Like you know, we'll just say like fifth, sixth graders up to middle school.
I think maybe. I mean, especially like places here, like where I live, if parents are willing to put up the money and them and all their little pals get into it, like
yeah,
I could get them the foothold that eventually could grow into something actually beneficial.
It's kind of funny because, you know, you always tell your kids, go outside and play. And then they probably take their phone and they got the gaming services.
Yeah, they don't.
I was surprised. Again, I was kind of, I did not see that coming.
And I like the idea. I think it'll take some time to see if it actually takes root.
Yeah, you know, a lot of the analysts are saying, you know, we're not going to see the high price of Apple per share anytime soon. I totally agree with that. But they do all say the same thing. Well, services is not going to be there as you think it's going to be, Apple. And so what comes out of Apple, I know Apple is going to spin it and they're going to make it sound like, oh, my God, I need to go buy a whole bunch of stock. Because you know they're going to do so, but I think it's going to take time before, you know, people got burned on that one. And so this was a major stunner. So I don't think people are going to go buy the stock until they actually see some results. And I think it's going to take a while. Like you said, Mike, it's going to take a while.
Yeah. I mean, like all, if a lot of things, the music stuff, like the TV streaming now, like they're playing catch up. They've been playing catch up for a long time as far as services go. And I think people are just kind of hesitant.
Yeah. I mean,
their whole social media gambit, what was it, like 10 years ago, failed horribly. Ping or something like that. I don't even remember what it was called.
Gamefly, wasn't it?
I don't even remember. I just remember it failed. I looked at it once like this.
It was a Gamefly services where you can actually order it all you want and the game came to your house and you mail it back and stuff like that. And then Redbox had a games on their machine.
Yeah.
Box for a while, but we'll see. You know, Tim Cook had made a couple of statements, tried to, you know, for those listeners out there, this is not the end of the world. Yes, we're down. They're going to have to refocus things, but Apple's not going anywhere. Our phones are still fine. It's just that it's funny how they point their fingers at the emerging countries that they were hoping to find more revenue to come from, which is, you know, the elephant in the room is China and India. I just personally think they outpriced themselves. I think it's too high for them. And I think I even read there was a survey that a majority of the people, the reason why they don't buy the XR from their and stay with the previous phone for a number of reasons was because their battery replacement was cheap. A lot of people get to stay on the phone longer. And they didn't like the aluminum, which I kind of had problems first when XR, that it's not stainless steel anymore. It's kind of like, I'm not saying it's a lesser phone, but it felt like the quality of it just went down because they still kept the LCD, didn't keep the OLED on it. I don't know. That's just you guys.
I just imagine you picking it up like, oh, this is aluminum. I'm sorry.
How would you know? You know,
I can't
touch it.
Slide it back across the desk. I need this, something different.
This Coke can is aluminum. I want it in steel. I don't know. Are you guys agree with that survey?
I think it's absolutely possible because like once you're used to a thing, you don't want to go to something else that feels cheap and kind of clunky. I remember when I upgraded from my 4S to the 5 and the weight difference was so dramatic. I remember pulling the 5 out of the box like, this thing's going to suck because it feels like there's nothing inside of this, because it was that 4S was so much heavier. And like once I got used to it, it was fine, but like that transition sometimes.
Especially it's like a perception problem.
Yeah,
nothing wrong with it. It's just a perception.
I kind of felt that way. But what I did was I immediately put mine in a big OtterBox case, and that took care of that. I didn't think about it anymore.
That's exactly true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't think about it. You don't even remember what the color you had. I remember somebody asking what color you had.
I don't know.
I don't even have my phone in a case. I never do.
Oh my gosh.
I had a salesperson ask me that at T-Mobile once. He said, what color phone do you want? And I go, well, I paused for a second and I just, whatever it is, and I don't care if it is wrapped up in a case, I don't want pink. You know? I mean, it's like, no.
It's definitely not pink. It's either black or gold. You know?
My cases on my phone.
I think the XR is a great phone. I think there's a lot of reason why people are not going to XR. It's just simply, I think some are afraid of the Face ID, no home button. I think some are very happy with their phones. But the point was, I think Tim Cook needs to, either he was just trying to be like very CEO-like and just say, well, it was China and it was India, they're not making the money. But when theoretically it's a mix of a lot of things that is what's causing this to go down. And he's not one to have to say, because I get it. You can't say something negative without impacting your business. But I mean, a lot of us, surely everybody that I've been reading obviously see through this. So nonetheless, the fiscal report will be interesting. We'll cover that next month. And another interesting news this month that wasn't real good for Apple was, you see that Netflix dropped purchases. I was like, I was thinking, is there anybody bigger than Netflix I can think of in-app purchases? Can you think of anything besides Spotify?
Spotify and Netflix both. Now, do we care? Do we care about it, or?
No, you, me, and Mike, or an average, you know, I'll say one thing. It's inconvenient. It is inconvenient. Now I have to go online. And you know how some of these online services try to pay for a bill is not always accessible. It was always easier just to say, just bill it to my Apple phone. I like that. But, you know, again, the point here is that I mean, that's just another almost $300 million revenue in services that left because of that one move. And yeah, you're right, Rain. I think Spotify did that last year.
They're still, aren't they, isn't Spotify still with Apple, or are they done with Apple now?
I will have to look, but I don't think they have in-app purchases anymore.
I didn't know.
Yeah, so.
I mean, really, when you think about it, like, no other company had, like, that's a sweet gig for Apple, taking, like, hey, we're going to take this huge percentage of all the money you make because we're it. So you're either in with us and you pay us for it, or you're not. Times change. Now they don't have to, like, a company like Netflix, it makes sense from them. Like, why would we pay you all of this money for?
$10, $3. I just went to you when I could.
Yeah, and for no reason, because people are going to use Netflix whether they're with you or not. So.
And they say that they'll continue. Like, if you're a subscriber and you stick with them, you can still pay through Apple Pay. But if you unsubscribe for 1 month, then you have to sign up through the website.
Okay. See, you know, so it can be inconvenient, but overall, my first impression was, oh, Zowie. I mean, you know, Apple has been pushing for the in-app purchase for everybody to do so they can boost their services number. That's the whole point why they were pushing it. But developers are saying, well, no, man, we're going to be losing more and more and more money. Yeah. I'm glad that Netflix and Spotify were big enough to say, no, we're not going to put up with this. And if you're not going to lower it, we're just going to remove it in the in-app purchases, and they'll just have to do it online. And that should be a shot across the bow, seriously, to Apple, because if a lot of people start doing that, not, you know, a lot of them, per se, can't do it because – that's just how the nature of it works. But any services like that, maybe like Sling or DirecTV Now, anything like that, that could hurt
now
them.
Now, we are, all of us, Netflix subscribers now, right?
Yep.
So, all right, guys. Now, do you have any intentions on unsubscribing from Netflix for 30 days and then signing up through their service and either see how it works or just to do it just to... Just to do it.
I mean, it's going to be the same thing. It's just Apple getting a cut.
It's $10 here, $10 there. It makes no matter to me.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter to me either right now.
I can sign up on the website and just tell them to automatically bill me every month and just keep it running.
But I don't know how accessible that was, and that's what I was kind of worried about.
Actually, it's been a long time since I've used the website. It worked fine the last time I tried.
And if you have any issues, I really think that they would just help you through it because they're very good about you know, you act like you don't know what you're talking about, and they'll help you.
with how much work they've been doing with all their descriptive audio stuff, I'd be shocked if they left no way for us who have, you know, us visually impaired people.
And like I said, they would help you get through the process if you couldn't do it.
Put all that work into descriptive audio and then not have a way for people to sign up that need that.
Exactly. We're going to double the DVS for you guys, but we will make it really difficult for you to sign up.
You know, in theory, it may be if you want to help Netflix and not, because they're going to gain that money back that they can use to make more series and shows that they've not had before. So, I mean, like $200-300 million. That's a lot of movies they can make for that. So,
oh, yeah. One would think that they could better themselves by doing what they've done.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's absolutely the smart move for them.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. I think they know that Apple's video is coming, and they really got to compete. It's going to be the year of the streaming videos by all major companies that are going to be coming out like out of the woodwork for that. But
I'm excited. I like movies, so I say bring on the war.
There was an Apple announced something pretty cool, and I tried it, and it works really well. I actually did a podcast on this, is that you can now gift an app. So if you want to gift an app to someone from the App Store, you can do that now. And pretty soon, they will be offering in-app purchases, which I'm really excited for, because there's a lot more in-app purchases than I do have, like, I need purchase to an app. So it's to say your birthday's coming up, and you don't know what you want from your kids or your mom, you know, now your mom can purchase you an in-app purchase app gift. I thought it was a great idea.
That is kind of a good idea, actually.
You guys haven't tried it yet, though?
No.
No.
Yeah. It is a very simple process, and that's going to be part of my tip here down below, and I'll show you how to do that real quick. It's really super simple. I did do a podcast this month on something. There was a new app that came on Apple Viz called Cash Reader. This was pretty unique. It is a subscription base, of course. And a lot of people are asking, why would I use this over, say, CNAI or Looktel Money Reader? You know, the one thing I like about this is that it vibrates as your banknote. So if it, so you don't want to have to like mill the store going $5, $10, $20. And you can just put this on vibrate mode, and it'll say it'll vibrate three times for $5. One time for a dollar, two time for $2, which I rarely see a $2, but I thought the vibration thing was pretty cool. And it only preloads the money kit that you want to read. So in other words, you're not bloated with like Looktel Money Reader, which is huge because it's got all these banknotes from all the countries.
Right.
So it's very, very small. So if you have a small space on your phone and you need something that's, you know, to save up your real estate space, take a look at that. I did a podcast on that. I thought that was interesting. It's great to have options. I personally will say I will not use it regularly, but I know there's got to be some use for people out there, especially the silent mode of banknotes for you.
So did you buy the subscription?
Well, the good thing about it, it gives you a 7-day trial for free. So in there, it doesn't charge you anything. You can try it out for 7 days. I tried it out for 7 days, and it works beautifully. It worked fast, like the Looktel Money
it
Reader.
Does. Okay. All right.
Yeah, a lot of people are asking me, well, is it as fast? I said, yes, it is as fast. I think it may even support more currency, or I'm pretty sure it will support more currency than what the others
like
don't
in Europe
have.
And stuff. Yep.
Well, not so much in Europe. I mean, Europe is a given thing. I'm talking like countries like Africa or Malaysia or in the Southeast Asia, where you never see Thai currency or Vietnam currency. Mm-hmm. It's not. And so those are possibilities that it's going to reach into new markets. And I know a lot of people have asked on AppleBiz, does it support this? Does it support that? And they never support them. But these guys seem to be very receptive, and they're adding currency all the time.
I really wish Looktel would have a vibration mode. Yeah.
Oh, I know. But whatever happened to Looktel itself? I mean, I don't think it's been updated for about 2 years now.
I have no idea when the last time it's been updated.
Yeah,
it's the first app that I go to on my phone when I want to read my bills, honestly.
Still use it all the time.
Yeah.
Well, for us, it's great. For people like, even just like the Canadians and our United Kingdom friends, they got a new note, and of course it can't be recognized. So,
I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, so they need to make up their minds and quit changing all their money around.
They should just leave it like it is, you know, like 5A, 10A.
And so, yeah, I'm disappointed. It used to be like the thing. Looktel was the thing.
Oh, yeah.
But no, I don't even recommend it anymore. I just tell them go to CAI. And if that doesn't have the currency, check out the cash readers.
But do you think, though, that seeing AI, once you, you know, if you really want to recognize money fast, you got to go to it and flip through the
category.
And you know, by that time, you know, the nobody wants to tip anybody and they're all mad. And
right. It's not as fast. I mean, yes, it does it. Some people say, oh, yeah, it doesn't bother me. I just go down there. And that's great. But that's another reason why I mentioned in the podcast. I said, you know, this is just a great way to just open it. And it's ready. It's, you just
do you guys,
go.
Sorry. Do you guys use it a lot? Because when I do, like, first of all, I don't use cash that often. And when I get cash, as soon as I get home,
I do the same thing. I organize it at home.
Yeah. When I'm out, I know exactly what's where. So I don't have to mess
I never take it out in like restaurants and things, you know, unfold my bills. And it's like, hey, look what I got. I use it. Like if I'm at work or if I'm somewhere, I'll use it. And then I'll just, if I need to, I'll fold it or I'll use it as a demonstration. But I don't use it in public places.
Oh, I never, you know, that, plus that the, makes three of
I'm
us.
Not allowed in public places that much anyway.
I use strictly debit card everywhere.
Yep,
if I get
too.
Any cash back, I will bring it home and just put it in my rainy day saving jar or I give it to the wife. Just simply, I just don't want cash on me.
And now you can gift apps. And
if
you don't.
2019, if you're using cash, you're probably doing something illegal anyway, and don't put that on your phone. So
that's
why. That's true. Another app that came out this month, just a worthy note I want to make. I made a podcast on this too. The Travel Ear last year came out with this app where it comes with a bunch of 3D audio binaural sounds, but it was more like city sounds and stuff like that. Like you're riding in a subway and stuff like this. But the pure nature, I did a podcast on it, and obviously it states that it is just simply nature sounds. So you get to hear thunderstorms and winds and stuff like that. So if you're interested in nature stuff, give this podcast a listen. I highly recommend it for anybody that's into this stuff. I was surprised because there has been a lot of people asking about nature sound and specific and where they can find it. And where they can listen to it. So there are apparently some needs for it. So this would be something to look for. However, Scott Devert introduced us one, and it had been forgotten. I almost recommend this one better. It's called Nature Space. So take a look at that one too, because that one I think is a better, but the pure nature is pretty good in terms of the quality of the sound because it's got that binaural. So it's pretty cool. I don't know if you guys are into nature.
I want that app, actually. I'm going to get that.
Yeah, people use it to just kind of just chill, stress down or relax.
I have a whole playlist of almost an hour and a half of stuff like this just from Apple Music that I save because I do that very thing when my kids get a little too crazy. I'll just go sit and quiet and put on.
Dad something. Needs to collect himself. So,
yeah.
You know, on the Google Home, they've got when you say goodnight to her, she will say goodnight and turn on nature sounds for you. It's kind of cool.
Really? Mm-hmm. That is cool.
Yeah.
I haven't tried that with the Echo. Now, I do like the Echo in the morning when I say good morning. She always tells me some facts for the day, which I really love a lot. I wonder if she does.
You guys are so much nicer to yours than I am to mine. I just shut the power off and I don't even say anything.
Oh,
and
man.
She feels bad too.
Yeah, she can't tell me because that's why I shut it off. Not to hear about it.
Well, we're going to wrap up the podcast with two tips I always give. The first tip I'm going to give you, I knew there was a way, I just didn't know how or if you could do it at all, because I thought you can actually change your email that's associated with your Apple ID account. I've always wondered because, you know, sometimes I got people come up and say, you know, I don't use that Yahoo anymore. I use Outlook or I actually tied my school to it. I don't have that email anymore. And so I had to do some research, and I said, oh, my gosh, you can do it. It is really easy. It's not that bad. It's what you do is you go to the Apple ID www.apple.com. I didn't know that was a website.
Oh, yeah. If you want to get your iPhone, that's the website to hook up to it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So appleid.apple.com.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's like an edit box, and you just click on the edit, and then you go down to where you find your current email addresses associated with that, and there's a change button right next to that. You click that, and boom, it just asks you what's your new email address, and of course you have to hit the continue and go through the process of verifying it, and then you're done. I was like, I didn't realize it was that simple. I figured it would be hard to detach that from an email. For some reason, I thought, you know, you're that is yours for life, but it's not the case.
That's why I've never looked into it, because I thought the same thing. Like, no, it's going to be way too hard to unhook all this stuff from one email.
That almost makes me want to switch, because right now I'm using my personal email, and I kind of don't want to. I'd like to have it right on my phone and have it just be there. That'd be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. And I believe, yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm with you guys. Is that I'm glad they gave us the option to do that. And my last one, obviously, is going to recap on the app GIF. That was also a pretty simple task, too. So you just go to the App Store, find the app that you want to give to someone. So you go into that. And you know how when you swipe to the right and you get to the part where it says get for yourself. If you swipe one more to the right, there's a more button. Double tap that and swipe to the right, and there'll be the second option. It says gift app. And you just click on that. And it's from there, it's kind of like a personalization page. It says, who is this from? Who is this to? Do you want to leave a message? And once that's all said and done, it gets sent to the person that you're sending a gift to by email. So that person on the email will receive happy birthday. Thomas has purchase an app called Fear for you to have for free. Here's a redemption code, and there's a redemption code in there. You just take that, redeem it, and boom, it's all yours. It is not refundable by any means, so it's not like if you get it for yourself and how you know you contact and you get I want it refunded. My understanding, there's absolutely zero refundable. So that of mine.
My dog is mad because I didn't gift her an app.
You did not give them Christmas gifts, I can see.
I didn't give my dog the dog whistle app. I didn't get
the
it.
The dog whistler. Isn't that funny? Do you use a dog whistler?
Do what?
You ever heard of the dog whistler app?
No.
Oh, my God. That's an actual app. My wife showed me the dog whistler, and I said, I wonder if this is accessible. So I looked at it and said, oh, it is accessible because my dog, it works great. It works.
What does it do?
It's a dog whistler. You can do different tones, and you can put different, like if you want high, low, medium, as in.
Oh, I thought you were saying like you can tell the dog hello, or that's what I thought you said.
It's not the dog whisper. It's a dog whistler.
No, my daughter has an app like that. It's like a bark translator. It's the.
Oh no! This will keep the dog from barking.
I'm going to get this. Actually,
it's called Dog Whistlers Free. It's very accessible. Wow. It works right out of the box. I mean, I just put it on high. You put your phone up high and hit the button, and the dog goes,
yeah. My dog goes crazy at the door all day. So
I just push the button. Beep, it quiets him up.
I'm excited.
Look at that. Dog whistler. That's a tip for me.
Okay, I must be not understanding. So what's its intended function?
It is keep from dogs from barking.
It's just like a
it's an ultrasound. It's
really? Oh, now that's cool.
Yeah, it's a dog whistle. It's an ultrasound where, you know, we can't hear, but the dogs can.
I'm gonna have to get this. Is that Are you gonna gift that to me, Thomas?
Yeah, me too.
Who's got the dog? I don't think I can gift a free app, but I'd be happy to.
No, I get it though. Wow, cool.
Yeah. No, you know, some people think that's cruel. I get it.
No, it's really not, because they bark and scream at the door, so it's kind of cruel for us, too.
Well, it's just
a sound. It doesn't hurt.
For those animal lovers out there, you can have different tones. You can have low, so you don't have to emit the sound as high. But they got all sorts of weird stuff, like, you know, they got loop, so if the dog won't stop, you can just loop it.
Oh, my gosh.
It's got all sorts of little gadgets and it's really accessible. I highly recommend it if you are into that kind of stuff.
I had this app called the dog. It was a dog whistle, and I tried it out on my dogs just to see if it would work. And at my age, I can't hear anything above maybe 500. And I can hear fine, but when I activated the dog whistle, I couldn't hear it. I really couldn't. I was trying different Hertz out, and they have a slider, and kids were all around the house going, "What's that horrible noise? Oh, I'm getting a headache." I couldn't hear it, but they could.
Oh yeah. And my son, that's very common for younger kids to be able to, because they can't hear that over, I think once they get into their 20s, they lose that frequency. That's normal.
Yeah, 20s, 30s, 40s. Sorry, Mike, say that again, Mike.
They put those in like businesses and stuff. Like I worked at a Sonic in high school.
Oh, yeah, for the bugs. The ultrasonic bug repellent.
Well, this was for the kids, though.
Yeah, Mike had to quit.
Oh. Really? They put that in the store for kids? Like, we're going to make these kids not scream, so we're going to make
it. Yeah, because like the one where I worked, like they would come and just like take over the parking lot, but they wouldn't order anything.
Oh wow.
They just hung out there for some strange reason.
So they would turn that on, the kids could hear, the adults couldn't, and
then they leave. And they had some at the mall too, like the certain places where kids would hang out and would cause trouble.
Put
some of those things up and scatter them off to others somewhere different to cause trouble.
I had never heard that either.
Yeah. This is the good part of the podcast where everybody's really going to be interested in this stuff. And if you don't like it, we're going to turn on the tones.
Yeah,
that's right, man. We're going to put it, and we're going to make sure that anybody under 20 is not listening to this, because you're going to hear the tone.
Here, let's try it. Let's turn the tone on. Okay, here we go. There, did you hear that?
Yeah.
I'm officially old.
Okay.
They all left.
And if you guys heard that, well. Shouldn't be
that
here.
Was new. So dog. Wow. And apparently my son can hear that when I activate it, but I can't. So
I can't wait till my kids go home from school.
Yep. Try it, man. Do it. Well, that is going to do for AppleViz Unleashed for January 2019, guys. I am so excited that we are starting up a new year.
Me too.
As you guys I promise our listeners from last month, Mike. What was Dad says? Get me anything for Christmas. I have been waiting and waiting to see what you got from Christmas.
So I got a number of things, actually.
Okay.
So I've had the same like jacket since 2006. So I did get this fancy new coat. I was actually just wearing it today, and I'm thoroughly excited by coats, even though I never buy them, because once I find one that I love, like I wear it until there's holes all over in it.
Okay.
And so I did get a replacement for that. I got the most phenomenal beef jerky I think I've ever had in my life, like a pound of it. And I did tell my wife that I wanted to get things that I could actually use is in terms of like helping out in the kitchen preparing food. So Instant Pot, an air fryer, and some fancy blenders.
Nice. That was much better than I was anticipating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually got useful stuff, and I'm like,
yeah, kind of about it. Cool stuff. Is your jacket like really loud? Did they pick some really wild color, like canary colors?
Black. It's the perfect color.
Nice.
Now you're going to have to go to the BlueJeansChef.com website and look up air fryer recipes seriously and get them. So BlueJeansChef.com.
I've never heard of that, but I'm going to write it down.
There you go.
Air fryer is awesome. Thank you for that advice. I hadn't heard of that, too. I'm definitely going to check that out, too.
Uh-huh.
So. Awesome. Yeah. You got great presents, then. Okay. I'm excited for you. We already know what Randy got.
But I got a jacket, though. I got a jacket.
Oh, you got a jacket.
Yeah. I think you'd like it. It's black, and it's got buttons down the front and really long sleeves that tie in the back.
Perfect.
That took me a minute to think that. I was like, what?
Yeah, it's called a straight jacket.
You're bad.
How about you?
I did think about your Roomba. We did take a look at the 890s and 900s, uh-huh. and I I will admit the suction on that thing will take nails out of the floorboard.
Oh yeah.
I mean, but it was impressive. But now we end up getting the 675. We
That's
love
fine.
It.
Yeah.
It works really great for if you have a light, I don't know how you say it, a light traffic house where there's not a lot of dust or a lot of,
yeah.
You don't have dog hairs. And it works beautifully. And I was very impressed with it. And so we end up liking that quite a bit.
But my dogs will, there's one that I have that lays, it does not matter. She will lay down, the Roomba starts and she'll lay down in front of it. And
ruined.
Oh yeah, she doesn't care. She's a lab that's real docile, and she doesn't care. She lays down. So what I'm going to do now is, when I get ready to vacuum, I'll start the dog whistler.
There you go.
And get her That'll out of the way. Up. Oh yeah.
Just like tape it to the top of the Roomba.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it was a pleasure having you guys on again.
Yeah, it's great being back.
And thanks for our listeners once again to chiming in. You can always email us. I always get this wrong, but it is unleash@applevis.com. UNLEASHED.
Oh, you got through the spelling that time. That's good.
First time in a year. @applevis.com. See, I'm proud of myself,
yeah.
Except for I didn't invite Randy to this. Podcast.
Remember that outtake that we did? It's like you started and I went unleashed.
unleash the beast.
Well, I'm happy to thank you all for the nice comments and everything, and even
thanks for listening.
Yeah, just it's great having you guys here with us.
Well, with all of us, I am Thomas Dumba with Mike Malarcy and Randy Rushneck saying goodbye, and we'll see you guys next month. Bye-bye.
Now that the bulk of the podcast is over, we have one last thing for you, and that's the outtake. And it's so good, I figured it would be fitting to have it at the end of this podcast. You guys showed interest that you like the outtakes, so we got one done by our own famous Thomas Dunville. Let's hear that outtake.
How you can change your email that is associated with your Apple ID.
Do you want to clear your throat? You start sounding like a, you sound like a big old Apple gangster.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell is happening with my voice there?
You wouldn't believe this. I'm just real quickly. People have loved the outtakes.
Really? That yeah. was a keeper there.
That one has got, that was so funny. You want to guys hear about something really cool?
I think I love Thomas it. I love is running out of battery.
Just roll with it.
All right.
This AppleVis Unleashed podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.